As a father, I can't get the image out of my head of a man who held up his dead child, wailing while chaos swirled around him. The images of entire families dead in their beds without a drop of blood or even a visible wound. Bodies contorting in spasms. Human suffering that we can never ignore or forget.
The CIA's drone campaign in Pakistan has killed dozens of civilians who'd gone to rescue victims or were attending funerals.
Anybody who could claim that an attack of this staggering scale could be contrived or fabricated needs to check their conscience and their own moral compass.
Between 282 and 535 civilians have been reported as killed, including more than 60 children.
Everything these images are already screaming at us is real. And with our own eyes, we have all of us become witnesses. We have additional information about this attack, and we will provide that information in the days ahead.
The world doesn't need a classified U.S. intelligence assessment to see the photos and the videos.
Our sense of basic humanity is offended, not only by this cowardly crime.
At least 50 civilians were killed in follow-up strikes when they'd gone to help victims. More than 20 civilians have also been attacked in deliberate strikes on funerals and mourners.
But also by the cynical attempt to cover it up.
I want to make sure that people understand actually drones have not caused a huge number of civilian casualties.
At every turn, the Syrian regime has failed to cooperate with the UN investigation, using it only to stall and stymie the important effort to bring to light what happened in Damascus in the dead of night.
Meanwhile, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a case last week to force the Obama administration to release legal and intelligence records related to the targeted killing of U.S. citizens in drone attacks in Yemen last year. The lawsuit charged the Justice and Defense Departments and the CIA with illegally failing to respond to requests made in October under the Freedom of Information Act.
Their response needed to be unrestricted and immediate access. Failure to permit that, I told them, would tell its own story. But make no mistake, President Obama believes there must be accountability for those who would use the world's most heinous weapons against the world's most vulnerable people.
Based on the fact that they used chemical weapons in an indiscriminate manner with respect to civilians, which is a general law of war that countries have agreed to, and it is a clear violation of international law.
Syria, to the best of your knowledge, ever agree to that?
I believe that it is a general law of war that governs all conflicts, and so therefore they're in violation of it.
How have they violated it?
Again, it's a gross violation of that international law, and I'm not going to do more legal analysis than that.
What law? Can you point to a specific law?
I'm not going to do a more detailed legal analysis.
Nobody's asking you for more detailed.
Well, I think you
are. Nobody's
asking
you for detailed legal analysis. This is a very simple. No, let me finish. It's a very simple and undetailed question. What piece of paper are you talking about when you talk about that piece of international law?
Well, there is a general set of rules that govern conflicts.
Do you believe that he ordered this attack?
I don't know the answer to that.
I just don't know the facts.
Seriously.
What do you mean by sure I understand? Just let me make sure I understand. It does not matter whether President Assad himself gave an order to use chemical weapons.
He is responsible for their use.
It doesn't matter. Is that correct?
He's responsible either way, yes.
So if some rogue officer did this, it's still his responsibility.
Yes, but that's also a wildly conjecturous question that I think in no way there's evidence it's supporting right now.
I'll stick with A. Was the U.S. use of nuclear weapons resulting in the mass and indiscriminate killing of civilians in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki a violation of the same international law that you are referring to?
I'm not even going to entertain that question,
Arshad. Shut up, slave!
If you wake up with the blues, trying to fill your day with news, there's one thing you must remember, no agenda in the morning.
For a healthy, balanced news diet, try noagendashow.com.
You can take that to the bank.